But here's an example. This video, and I played one earlier from a young woman who had gone through the police checkpoint and said to them she wasn't going to help them. This is, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, it was posted on, well, a week ago, posted on July 12th. We understand this occurred at a Victorian police checkpoint. We don't know exactly what. The driver is James, and it's an exchange with police. It starts softly with the police asking for James' driver's license. This is what happened.
Do you have your driver's license handy, please?
Why? Why would you like
because
to say that?
As the driver of a motor vehicle, you're required to provide your driver's
license. Have I committed a crime?
Yes, do you suspect you're driving an unregistered vehicle.
That's not a crime. You've just told me the car is registered.
As the driver of a motor vehicle, under the Road Safety Act, you are required to...
The Road Safety Act is statutory legislation. I do not consent to statutory legislation. So what's the crime I've committed? Because if I haven't committed a crime, am I free to go?
You're driving an unregistered motor vehicle.
You've just told me it's registered.
Yeah, I've just told you that.
Yeah. So if I haven't committed a crime, I'm going to go.
Okay, you can either provide your license or you can be arrested for failing to do so.
That would be false arrest because I haven't committed a crime.
Yes, you have.
No, that's statutory legislation. Do you understand the difference from statutory legislation to law?
Your license.
I think you're misunderstanding the difference.
Provide your license, sir.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. Because if you said I've committed a crime...
Can you please state your full name and address for me?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
No.
The gentleman wants
so if I've actually committed a crime, sure. If I haven't committed a crime, no.
Car's unregistered. We need to speak to you about that. As a driver of a motor vehicle in Victoria, you're required to provide your...
I'm not driving anywhere.
You're not driving a car. You're on a road.
Driving is a technical, it's a legal term for commercial trade. It's transporting goods and services. What goods and services am I transporting? I'm traveling.
Victoria,
no, I'm just traveling.
Required to provide your driver's license when requested by authorities.
Can you please show me the act or the statutory legislation which states that? Can you please present that?
Yeah,
that proof?
You can freely look it up on your phone.
Wait, you're the people trying to enforce this. What's your problem? I'm trying to drive on.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go about my business.
Yeah.
Where is the legal authority to have this checkpoint anyway?
Andrews has set these up as part of...
Who consented?
With the COVID stuff under the...
What COVID stuff?
Under the COVID problem.
Please prove that this COVID virus exists.
Mate, what is your problem?
I just want to drive on, leave you guys alone to do your job.
Pull over!
Thank heavens! He told him to pull over. I hope he threw the book at him. We don't know what happened then. A doctor I know who works right at the sharp end of all this has sent me a text. Do these people want to exercise their human right to die a horrible death of respiratory compromise? It is not a human right to put others at risk. Spot on. Denise, with an email, having heard the young woman earlier, I'm furious at that smart-ass moronic girl who drove through and filmed it. I was declined by South Australian police to take my mum to a medical appointment in South Australia for post-cancer treatment. I also work for a health service. I've worked every day since the start of pandemic. I'm not on the front line, but support those who are. People breaking rules need to spend a day at our COVID clinic as a reality check. It's idiots like this that are going to make this pandemic longer than necessary.